Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. Unit 8.3. System Selection. Functional and Technical Requirements. The purchase of an EHR system will have a profound effect on your practice or healthcare institution. It is important that you develop a plan for assessing your institution's needs to facilitate vendor selection. Today we're going to discuss 12 steps in the decision-making process when choosing an EHR system. Though these steps, or at least the order in which you choose to execute them, are not written in stone, we have chosen to present these steps in a logical progression to help facilitate better understanding of the importance of developing a plan that will work for your organization and help ensure you are capable of making a high-quality decision when it comes to EHR selection. So here are the steps we're going to discuss today. Identify the decision makers. Clarify your goals. Determine functional requirements and write a request for proposal, or RFP. Determine the RFP recipients. Review RFP responses. Attend vendor demonstrations. Check references. Rank vendors. Conduct site visits. Select a finalist. Solidify organizational buy-in. And last, negotiate a contract. Well, let's get started, shall we? People, as well as whole institutions, are often resistant to change. This resistance will certainly be evident when dealing with the EHR system integration. Success or failure will often hinge on how well the EHR system is received by managers and practitioners alike, and ensuring staff and management are comfortable that their concerns have been adequately addressed during the decision-making process. Here are some tips to help ensure adequate buy-in for your EHR selection process. In many healthcare institutions, the selection of EHR systems has been led by committed physicians who devote much time and energy into learning about EHR systems and promoting adoption from their peers. Consider this tactic when considering who will be involved in the selection process. Also, remember to keep your committee as diverse as possible, being sure to invite influential members from all elements of the institution, managers and staff alike, to assist with the selection efforts. Before evaluating EHR systems, you must evaluate your institution. In this stage, you'll want to examine what it is you want to accomplish with your new EHR system. Define what inefficiencies and limitations you currently see in your environment today. For instance, do lab reports take too long to be added to the patient chart? Are your billing codes constantly outdated? Be sure to identify the overall business strategy for your organization, and be sure that these goals are in alignment there as well. A critical step to purchasing any health information technology is performing a requirements analysis of your environment. In the past, performing a requirements analysis often involved asking stakeholders what they wanted in the application they were seeking. For clinical information systems, this process has not worked very well, primarily because most stakeholders simply have not been adequately exposed to these systems well enough to understand their overall potential and possible limitations, often resulting in assessments with minimal functionality or unrealistic expectations. Today, most experts recommend a three-step process for identifying functional and non-functional requirements. Understand existing standards. Understand the marketplace, and applying use cases. Functional requirements can be defined as those processes that you want in a system to perform. These can be discussed as an overview, or it can be analyzed in great detail. The more granular you get with your requirements, a better overall understanding you will have of how the systems work and the impact implementation will have on workflow and processes. Conducting a needs assessment will assist in these efforts. Once you have identified the functionalities your system should have, rank these functionalities in order of importance. Perhaps results reporting is more important in your institution than electronic fax reports. Maybe remote access is critical because of the number of satellite locations. Next, map these identified needs to specific system features, which will address those needs. Be sure to take time to learn what's available and from what vendors providing EHR solutions. Browsing the internet for ideas, as well as reading up on vendor specifications and trade publications as well, can give you an idea of what functionality requirements are most often associated with your particular organization and paint a general picture of the market norm. Non-functional requirements refer not to a specific task that the user needs to accomplish, like writing an electronic prescription, but to attributes of the system as a whole or its environment. Therefore, non-functional requirements include usability, or the ease in which the system can be learned and used. An example of a non-functional requirement for usability would be the end user can navigate to any page in the EHR in 5 clicks or less. Reliability, the degree of uptime the system must perform for the users. An example of non-functional requirements for reliability would be the EHR system will have redundant backups allowing for 99.5% uptime for the user. Performance usually refers to how well the system works for the user in some sort of measurable degree. Examples of performance would be response time and capacity. Supportability, that's the application's ability to be easily modified or maintained to accommodate typical usage or change scenarios. Scalability, the ability to increase the number of users or applications associated with the product. System requirements, this would include minimum and recommended required operating systems, commercial-grade software development tools, specific hardware, platform requirements, and any environmental requirements such as redundant environmental controls. Legal and regulatory requirements also fit in this category, such as telecommunication requirements, HIPAA compliance, etc. And security, that's the ability to provide confidentiality, data integrity, and data availability, as defined by HIPAA and other standards. An example of non-functional requirements for security would be the capability of logging all the patient access by any user in the system and retaining such logging for, say, a year or more. Health Level 7 is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization involved in development of international healthcare standards used for storing and interchanging clinical and administrative data. This set of functional statements is described as a set of functional descriptors applicable to an ideal EHR for all types of providers. As a result, it does not distinguish functions applicable for specific types of care delivery organizations. Healthcare organizations can use HL7 criteria and conformance criteria to help generate their EHR requirements. The following steps provide a good start in taking advantage of the functional model and conformance criteria tools. Learn the keywords used in developing conformance criteria, including the word shall, which is used to indicate a mandatory requirement for an EHR system in order to achieve conformance with the standard. Should indicates an optional or recommended action for an EHR system. And may, which indicates an optional or permissible action for an EHR system, but not necessarily required or recommended. You also need to learn to read the model. Understand that there are over 125 functions and that they're divided into three sections: direct care, supportive, information infrastructure, and it's represented as a hierarchical list. Lastly, review the model and select selections relevant to your particular healthcare setting, and then evaluate each of these functions to determine the relevance to your organization. Let's talk a moment about use cases. A use case is a technique for documenting the potential requirements of a new system or any type of system change. Each use case provides one or more scenarios that explain how the system should interact with the end user or another system component to achieve a specific goal or function. They are usually written in simple terms, focusing more on workflow processes and how they correspond with system or application processes to accomplish the goal. As an example, here on this graph is a pre-EHR use case scenario for completing a patient prescription. The analyst gathers this information, compiled on this graph, from interviews, observations, or any combination of the two. Let's go over it for a moment, shall we? First, Joe pulls out his prescription pad and pen. Next, Joe consults with a pocket drug reference to check the usual dosing. Then, Joe glances at Jane's allergy list to make sure that she's not allergic to the new medication. And then next, Joe handwrites the drug's name and SIG, i.e. dose, route, frequency, quantity, refills. And finally, Joe hands the handwritten prescription paper to Jane for her to take to the pharmacy. This is a pre-EHR use case scenario. This table, however, illustrates a post-EHR use case scenario for the same task. This is what should transpire once the EHR system is in place. Let's look at this in comparison, shall we? First, Joe activates the e-prescribing module within the EHR. Next, Joe searches for and selects the drug he wants to prescribe, selects the usual doses, frequencies, etc., presented as options on a screen. Next, the e-prescribing system checks behind the scenes to see whether Jane is allergic to the selected medication or whether it has any significant interactions with any of her other current prescriptions. Then, since no warnings were indicated, Joe fills the required data to complete the prescription. If it's a commonly prescribed medication, he quickly selects a complete prescription, dose, route, quantity, refills, etc., from a list of common options for that drug. Lastly, Joe asks Jane from which pharmacy she would prefer to pick up the medication, selects it within the system, and transmits the e-prescription, and tells Jane it should be available for pickup shortly. As you can see from comparing the tables, the analyst expects to see significant improvement in this process once the EHR system has been installed. The analyst will use this scenario to compare performance ratios with each of the EHR vendors. There could be dozens of use cases to be considered when choosing a new EHR system. Before it's all said and done, the analyst will consider such components as needed, software components, hardware, data transmission, that will be needed to see each of these scenarios to completion. A request for a proposal that follows a specific outline We'll tell prospective vendors what they need to know about your practice to provide you with useful information about their products, and it will help ensure that the responses you receive can be more easily compared. A typical outline for a request for proposal, or RFP, includes a cover letter, an introduction and selection process, background information including organization size, specialty, and current systems and hardware in place, desired EHR functionality. What priorities are you looking for to accomplish with your EHR? And of course, vendor information. Product description. Hardware and network components needed. Customer maintenance and support and warranties. You'll want to know what training is available too. You're going to want a system implementation plan, as well as proposed costs and a sample contract. There are more than 200 types of EHR systems currently available on the market. How can you narrow the list to only those EHR systems most relevant to your organization? Well, start with these four questions. Does the software have a history of interfacing with your practice management system? Your PMS and EHR system must be able to share data to work effectively. This is typically done through a software interface. Building, maintaining, and updating the interface requires the cooperation of personnel from both the PMS and the EHR companies. Be sure that these two systems can talk to each other with a minimal amount of customization. 2. Is the EHR typically marketed to practices your size? EHR vendors typically market their systems to one of three scales: smaller practices, generally described as 15 or fewer providers, medium-sized practices, which can go up to roughly 100 providers, and large-scale practices, which are generally greater than 100 providers. And 3, does the EHR have favorable published ratings? Several excellent sources for EHR ratings are available. Back in 2003, the American College for Rheumatology, in conjunction with the Aurora Consulting Group, evaluated EHRs in small practices. Annual conferences such as the TEPR and vendor shows are also great opportunities to see the vendor's wares and glean knowledge from showgoers. Lastly, 4. Does the EHR meet your organization's functionality needs? Will the EHR adequately address all or at least most of the goals and functionality requirements you're looking for in order to address with your new EHR system? Compare each system with your checklist and rankings and determine which ones should receive an RFP. Now that you have received responses to your RFP, take one or two evenings as a committee to review the proposals and select the best candidates based on your criteria. Next, set up a vendor demonstration with each of the contenders. Prepare a couple patient scenarios for them to document, as well as standardized rating forms. Use the same for each and every vendor so that you have consistent ratings throughout. Check at least 3 references for every vendor that is still in the running. Ideally, references should include one or more physician users, an information technology or IT person, and a senior management person. The vendor will provide you with a list of these references. Likely, the vendor's happiest customers, who may be financially rewarded for talking to you, i.e. discounts on service fees or individual rewards. So be skeptical. Nonetheless, these folks can be informative and honest, and if you know the right person or group not on the vendor's list that has used their products, be sure to call them too. Have a prepared list of questions for all of these phone calls. Consider asking questions from each reference centered around these areas. Background. Provider usage. Training and support. Implementation and hardware. And of course, overall satisfaction. Now that you've reviewed the RFPs, seen the vendor demos, and done all the reference checks for each vendor you're considering, now it's time to rank them and narrow the field to two or three of those vendors for setting up site visits to view the software in action. Site visits can take lots of time and can require the organizational efforts of a master to get your team together at a common time, making more than three visits pretty much impractical. Before you rank the vendors, you should formally weigh your priorities in the following areas. Functionality. How well does the product perform your specifications? Total cost. How much will the product cost, including all the needed hardware, software, technical support, everything? Vendor services. Will the vendor provide the expected service, training, and initial implementation support? And of course, will they be there for the long haul for the duration of the product? Once you've selected your final contenders, plan site visits to see how the systems perform. Go to practices that are similar in size and configuration to yours. If possible, go to one that's using the same PMS that you're using. Bring at least one physician and the most senior management person that will be responsible for the EHR purchase. Plan to visit with physicians and observe them with patients. Also, talk to back office personnel, relevant management, and the practice's key IT personnel, and take notes. Finally, after each site visit, go back to your vendor rankings and see if they still agree with what you found in the site visits. Select your top contender and runner-up, because if negotiations don't go well with number one, you may want to fall back to your runner-up, and you don't want to end up wasting more time reevaluating the vendor pool again. Hopefully, if you're choosing an EHR system for a smaller practice, you have already included all the relevant decision makers in the selection process. The larger organizations may require additional selling. Consider inviting the vendor and doing a public demonstration or a presentation to the stakeholders group to help solidify commitment. Typical EHR contracts can span from 10 years to a lifetime. If the contract is to terminate in 10 years, be sure you know what happens after that. Current and future costs pretty much should be spelled out, as should the role the vendor will play and the amount of time the vendor will commit to the implementation process. Be sure to consider the possibility that the vendor could go out of business before you do. Request that the vendor's source code be put into escrow and clarify the circumstances under which you could get access to it. And of course, have a lawyer or your legal department who's, preferably experienced in software contracts, help with this step.